John Landecker, and with us on the program now, my very good friend, Turi Ryder. Good evening, Turi. How are
you? Hello, I am your very good friend, aren't I?
Yes, indeed you are. We've known each other. Well, I think it's a friendship.
Lucky me. I'm so lucky. Thank you. It's fun to be here. I always love being here with you. Hi.
So, I saw this picture of you. Is that what you...
Don't you want to tell everybody how it came to be here tonight? Because we got into a fight on the phone and you said what you should say, which is, well, let's have this fight on the air then.
All right. Let her rip.
Well, what happened was like a week and a half ago, they're all over Facebook and the internet. There are all these, I remember a station, you know, the Buzzard from 1964, and here were all the disc jockeys, and gosh, they made my life complete. And periodically, somebody gets my time at WLSAM, the Big 89, wrong. I was really distressed to hear that somebody thought they listened to me in the 70s when I think I was in kindergarten or something. Like, no, that's not right. But somebody put up a picture of me from 40 years ago, literally 40 years ago. Right. And all these people liked it, loved it. So cute, so hot, loved her, loved her. And I got angrier and angrier and angrier. And that happened at the same time that another DJ in town, who's a really nice guy, put up a picture of, I think she was one of the Charlie's Angels, and she's like 70-something years old. And he's like, look how beautiful she looks. And I'm thinking, yeah, because that's her job. And she has face work and hair work and makeup work and Photoshop work and gym work, and that is her job. And the more people liked the picture from 40 years ago, the more annoyed I got, because what they were saying was, gosh, she was cute. But what I was hearing was, what an old fallen apart bat she is now. We wouldn't even recycle her. Look at her now. And I just thought to myself, this does not happen to men.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
You said, you want to tell me what you said, Mr. Smarty Pants? I was the genius of all top 40 radio. Go ahead, tell me.
I will tell you what my Smarty Pants are saying right now. Yeah. But first, hold on. Let me back up again. So you were just talking about two separate things there for a second, right? One was a 40-year-old picture of you. Then there was a picture of somebody who was on Charlie's Angels.
I think that's what she was. I don't know. Unless, nights. I never saw TV.
Unless you were on Charlie's Angels and I didn't know it.
No. No, this was happening, as I said, at the same time this other woman was. Right. I said at the same time. Listen.
I know.
Listen.
I am listening.
So, at the same time.
Jesus.
Giving you a hard time. I love giving you a hard time. So
I know.
And everywhere you go, you run into the same women talking smack. You cannot escape it. You got home. You got to work. Anyway, I wanted to say to this guy who put up the picture of the whatever she was, Charlie's Angel. I mean, I liked him.
See. Right.
But
right.
I was insulted again on her behalf.
You took the picture of the former Charlie's Angel. You took that personally.
Well, I sort of kind of did. I'm like, this is not, her job was sort of to look good. My job was never to look good.
Yeah, but you did. You do.
Nice work there, John. Oh, thank you. You'll never live that down. Never, 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 never.
Like I want to live that down?
That's the thing. Yes, I did. Because most young women, when they're 20-something, are cute. We're cute when we're in our 20s.
Well, I don't know if every young woman in their 20s are cute.
Let's put it this way.
Nor is any other or man in their 20s cute.
Right, so now you've come to it, all right?
What did I come to now?
Yeah.
What?
Nobody ever hired you because you were cute.
Well, of course not. We're in radio.
Right. But I can tell you that radio.
There we go. I know where this is going. Go on.
I will tell you. Here's an honest to gosh story. When I was interviewing for the gig at WLS, I came in the first day. The boss was busy. Mm-hmm. I left my tape. I went away. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, I like your tape. I'd like to meet you. I came in. I only had one cute outfit to interview in because I worked all night. So you don't exactly need a lot of clothes when you worked all nights at the country station. Like, who cares? A flannel shirt, jeans, boots. So I put on my only cute outfit and I wore it in again. This time I met him and I said, well, if you liked my tape, I asked him later after I got the job. I said, if you liked my tape, why did you want me to come in and meet me? And he said, and I quote, and I love this guy, he's a good friend of mine, he said, I want to make sure you didn't look like a bowling ball with eyes. And I thought, I did a mental inventory of several of the guys on that radio station who could have auditioned for the part of a bowling ball with eyes that nobody cared because they were great on the air.
All right. I get it. I mean, what you're talking about is an issue that I'm sure that there are many persons of the female gender who are listening right now who can relate very much to what you're talking about, even though they don't have a specific example that, you know, they were objectified and what all the other terms are that happen to women in the workplace and all of that. But let's get back to the other part.
The picture.
Let's get back to the picture. Okay, so there's this picture. It's 40 years old.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you something. You're lucky you haven't had to look at that ever since you were that age 40 years ago and had to look at and had to look at it every single friggin' time you probably went on the internet, okay? I've had to look at young pictures of me continually, nonstop, to the point where I believe I still look like that until I look in the mirror. And then I go, who the hell is that? Oh, that's okay, me. That's right. So that's me.
I'm not crying you a river over this because it never affected your ability to get work. Never.
Well, no.
Never. No. But for me and for women my age, it affected my, and I will tell you this, I rebelled against this even when it was working against myself. I was on our union's broadcast steering committee. And I went to a meeting and this was just becoming discussed that anchors, it's still in discussion because the men get old and the women do not typically. Well, right?
Did you hear about the woman in Canada?
Yes, I did.
The anchor who was fired because she let her hair go gray?
Oh, no, this is a different one. There's so many. I mean, we have so many to choose from. It's kind of like, you know, the happy meal of horrible stories. You could have it with fries. You can have it with an apple. You can have it any way you want it. It's the unhappy meal of getting old in broadcasting. So there's another one.
Wait a minute. It's the
they shoved her over to radio, which she didn't really want to do when they decided that she should do something else that would be more appropriate for someone her age. But let's circle back here to the picture. And
I'm sure everybody wants to see it now.
And how I made trouble for myself. Well, I'm not putting it up. You can find it. You can put it up. So I worked against myself. I'm at this meeting and it's a big, big panel of people on TV who are talking about how awful and unfair it is that they're getting old and being shoved off the news because they don't look sparky and cute and perky anymore.
Right.
And of course, me being the one who always puts her hand up and says the most unpopular thing you could possibly say.
That's you.
That's me. So I put my hand up and I say, excuse me, I'm guessing that perhaps when you got your jobs, you may have gotten them ahead of some people who might even have been better reporters, but you looked great and they didn't.
Sacrament.
So now that that's working against you, how sorry are those of us on the radio side who never wanted to starve ourselves and be on the evening news? How sorry for you should we feel?
I didn't quite say
it that badly, but more take or less. The reason I was in radio was that nobody could see me, whether I looked cute or whether I didn't.
Well, that's an issue that's completely different. Hold on to that thought there, or actually don't. Don't hold on to that thought.
I'm right here, whenever you need me.
I know.
Okay.
Hi, John Landecker along with Three Rider. When we come back, we're going to be a few minutes older on 720 WGN. Get it?
Heck? What was that?
A bowling ball.
How would I know? How would I know that that's what that was?
720. Well, didn't you say that they didn't want you to look like a bowling ball with two eyes?
Oh, God. You and my spouse are like kings of the obscure this evening.
We are? Okay.
I'll
take it.
Bowling ball with 720
WGN. John Landecker with my good friend, Terry Ryder, who is bemoaning the fact that we get older. And
no, that is not what I'm bemoaning. No, you have that exactly wrong. Exactly, precisely wrong.
That women
you,
are not
you are allowed to get older.
I am allowed to get older, yeah.
But
you
I
aren't.
I am not, no.
Yeah, and I want you to know something. I saw that picture that got you all inflamed.
Can I guess what you're going to say now? Can I? Just to make me feel better, you're going to say I look even better now, which is a big lie.
That's not what I was going to say.
Oh, thank God. Okay. You're not lying yet. Good.
I didn't post it.
Oh, good.
I knew it would tick you off. I knew that.
Why you wouldn't post it. No.
I knew that you were ticked off already. I said, oh, my God. Wait till Terry sees this picture. And apparently you did. And it's a great picture. I mean, let's not beat around the microphone. I mean, you know, there's that cliche, I've got a face for radio. Well, maybe not. You know what I'm saying? I mean, by the way, does that mean that that expression, I've got a face for radio, does that mean that your face is not attractive, or does it mean it is attractive?
Well, what do you think, John?
Well, I think it means that you're not attractive.
There you go.
Okay.
You are right. 100% right.
Well, then why do people keep... What? Oh, yes. Listen to this. Excuse me. I seem to have some extra butter on the right side of my...
I can't count. You're almost never right. 50%, I'm giving you a passing grade. Move on.
All right.
What about this picture? Oh, and then they went on about how that was somebody actually posted that it was a candid shot, like a candid shot.
Yes.
Does anything about that shot look candid to you?
No, it looks like a promotional shot.
Of course. Well, it was some photographer, but I mean, when you work and you listening to John tonight, right?
Yes.
Some of you are at work. And the beauty of working in the middle of the night is that you could come in with a peg over your head and nobody would know because it's the middle of the night. So unless you work at the, you know, in a hospital where you're going to see sick people and they're on drugs anyway, so they won't remember what you look like. There are almost no jobs, maybe all night flight crew. They're almost front desk at a hotel or something. It's almost no job that you would work in the middle of the night where it matters what you look like at all. So if I showed up at work with a face full of makeup on, you could bet it was because there was going to be somebody taking a picture of me.
Well, sure. I mean, that goes, I think that's a universal thing. If you're going to go, you know, somebody's taking your picture, whether it was for your senior yearbook.
I ditched my senior yearbook. That's how much I like having my picture taken. I really hate it.
We never got to that part. And that is that categorically, Turi hates having her picture taken.
I do. I hated it when I was young and hot looking, and I hate it now.
You didn't care. You didn't want to have your picture taken. So
no, part of the reason I didn't was so this exact thing wouldn't happen because I can see into the future. And I knew that there would be a time when this picture of me, which it's the same reason that I would never take my clothes off for pictures.
Well, I would hope not.
Oh, you don't know about the Playboy thing?
Oh, I don't want to. The Playboy thing?
Yes,
oh, don't tell me.
I did not take my pictures off. DJ? No, clothes off. No. Yeah. Well, this is, God bless the women of Chicago Rock Radio. Playboy was doing some Women of Rock issue.
No kidding.
And they got a hold of me. And I said, well, and they had just done Women of Rock. And those women were all clothed, right? Chrissy Hynde was clothed. Pat Benatar was clothed. These are the women in the 80s.
Oh, women in rock music. Oh, okay.
But now they want the radio, right? Now they want to do one on radio. So I call up and going, okay, well, what do you want exactly? And guess what they said?
Go to the wrong person.
Guess what they said to me?
I can't even imagine. What did they say?
We want partial nudity. And I said, well, what is that? One breast? What is partial nudity exactly? Well, what does that mean?
And
then they said, full breast exposure. And I said, thanks. Nice of you to ask. Goodbye. So here's the thing. None of us, and I could name every single woman who was on the air at that time, because we all pretty much knew each other. We all said no. So Chicago was represented in Playboy's Women of the Air by some disc jockey's girlfriend. Ha.
Hmm. Well,
yeah.
You think, how do I put this correctly? You think the picture that they took 40 years ago? No, that's not right either.
yeah.
What do you think that girlfriend looks like now?
Is what I'm getting.
There you go.
You know what? I'll bet you she'd get the same kinds of posts that I got for my 40-year-old picture, completely clothed. Oh, wow. She was such a fox. Yeah, at a certain point, unless you have massive intervention or you were minuscule to begin with, everything on your body moves at the same rate as the glaciers, like about an inch or two a year.
Okay.
So that eventually, if you were ample up top, you're left in a position of having to hoist things and roll them up like anchovy fillets and batten them down with tacks and various things. I mean, I can't even tell you how many whales died to make my brassiere. I don't know. Took a lot.
All right, Terry. Thank you for being with us once again and sharing your...
I embarrass you?
That's impossible.
That's why you're my friend.
It'd be impossible for you to embarrass me. Are you kidding me? No, you didn't embarrass
me. Thank you, John. Thank you. Oh,
you're very welcome, Terry. Have you back again soon. Okay.
Oh, that'll be fun. Bye.
Yeah, well, bye. There she goes.